What's up, everybody? This is Robert Randolph, and you're listening to the Music Journeys podcast.
Welcome to the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley. Glad to be back with you. Hard to believe we're almost to March, but this Florida native has been enjoying the warm-up here in Central Ohio. After a slow start to 2021, Music Journeys will be heating up too. Upcoming episodes will feature the multi-talented Bill Champlin, the incredible voice of Shalaya, and the distinctive piano sounds of Jim Brickman. But on this edition, it's all about Robert Randolph. The pedal steel guitarist will reflect on his career. You'll also hear about how Randolph carved out his own sound, the bond he's formed with Eric Clapton, his thoughts on social justice, how music serves as therapy, and his involvement with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland. Randolph speaks and performs in a virtual session with the Rock Hall coming up Friday at 7. Robert Randolph, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Robert Randolph, and this is my music journey.
This year marks the 20th anniversary of the recording of Robert Randolph and the Family Band's Live at the Wetlands.
You kind of forget it's been 20 years, you know? Being that, like, at the beginning of our career, and we didn't even know really what we were doing, what I was doing at the time. We were just kind of like, hey, we're going to go record this day. And it was kind of like, I don't even think we really even played songs at that point. We were just kind of just playing just jams. So it just turns out that it became such a magical night. I was born and raised here in New Jersey, in Newark, New Jersey. My church was actually in the next town over called Orange, New Jersey. First of all, when you grow up in church as a kid, and my church is a very musical church of pedal steel and guitars and bass and drums. And, you know, that's where me and most kids growing up in church get the love for music. You know, you want to be like the older guys who you grow up watching, idolize, and playing. And as I got older, after sort of becoming like this sort of church star, I would say, you know, then you want to go out and sort of see how you know, how I could grow in terms of songwriting, playing, arranging, and so forth. I got a tape of Stevie Ray Vaughan when I was 16. And that was the first time I actually thought that I could actually do something different with the pedal steel. So I wanted to play how Stevie Ray Vaughan played his guitar. I wanted to play like that on the pedal steel. I just worked at that every day. And as I started to develop some new licks, some different style of playing, bringing something new to the instrument. Then that led to kind of getting worldwide notoriety from guys like Clapton and Santana, different people. And then wound up going on tour with Clapton and, you know, one of the greatest guitar players, singers, artists of our generation, of our time. And then over the years, becoming close with him and just doing that whole thing. So got me down all these other different paths. Well, the Rock Hall, you know, anything to get me to support anybody's educational music educational program portal especially something as great as the Rock Hall has, reaches out to 700,000 kids is crazy, especially in a time to where the music and the arts have been taken out of schools, you know, which I know firsthand that it helped change lives. So being a part of that, donating my guitar and an outfit that I wore the first time I played at the Grammys would be great for me to have that exhibit at the Rock Hall. You know, it's funny because I already told people years ago, I told them, I said, somebody asked me during an interview, said, well, what's really a goal in life? Is so I said, to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is kind of like my goal. You know, I mean, that thing sort of lives on forever. That exhibit, your legacy, what you have there, you know, you have kids and grandkids and great grands, and people get to see that one day. And who knows how that will inspire a new generation. Each, let's say, group of the world's greatest musicians, artists, so forth, are attached to their favorite roots artists, I would say. And that's when it all starts to make sense. You're like, oh, I see why Zeppelin made this song. And I see why the Stones wrote songs like this, because they were inspired by Chuck Berry and this one and that one, you know? So it's kind of all just starts to make sense. You know, like, oh, I see why Stevie Ray Vaughan played the guitar this way, because he was inspired by Albert King and Albert Collins and them. So, you know, it just all makes sense. If there wasn't a pandemic, then the rest of the world wouldn't have been as focused on all the different racial injustices, racial inequalities, and all of these different things, because everybody just would have been too busy. If you're Black and you got a big family like me, and you come from these neighborhoods, and your family does, and all these, like, all of these things that we're seeing now is nothing new, right? It's been going on forever and ever since we've been here. So It's just a blessing that others get to see and get to hear and get to focus on what these problems are, how others can help, how people can come together, what roles can they play in helping kind of get over this bit. So that to me has sort of been, you know, one of being optimism while being confined to our houses and stuck to our TV and our phones, that we now get to see all of these and hear all of these stories. And, you know, as my grandmother, she's still alive, and her sisters are 90 something. They like, look, they never could imagine that there would be, you know, hundreds, you know, tens of millions of white people out marching the streets in regard to these issues. You know, she said, look, when they were marching, you know, you'd be lucky if you get 1,000 white people out marching with them in the streets. She said, now you got everybody paying attention to what's going on. So this is sort of the new step, right? The new, when you're seeing all these different people united and coming together and want to see the ugliness that has been haunting this country for so long, right? finally get exposed, because it's just not the way people want to live on. And so to my grandmother and her sisters and people who are around now still, it's refreshing to them. I mean, look, and it's great that you got people like The Rock Hall that's, and as many other people too, have come forward and said, look, we're not going to stand for this nonsense anymore. We want to change. We want to shed light. We want to be, we want to be of help in changing these narratives and getting rid of all of these different things, helping with all of these social justice and racial injustice issues. For all of us that work in this music industry, whether you're a crew guy, you're a musician, it's all our own version of sort of therapy for me to make music, right? To and then record it and then want to go play out live. That's just sort of therapeutic. That's just the way it is. It's just what helps us sort of tick. And then we know the therapy that it gives us and others when you're out playing these shows, playing these songs live, and you see the smiles on people's faces, the dancing, the gratitude. Kind of puts it all in perspective. And without that, it's just a big void left in life, you know, as we could all see now. You know, there's a big thing that's going around in the music industry where, you know, we've been hearing about a lot of music artists who are struggling with mental health during this time that we're in. So, and I totally understand it, because, you know, some people just live for this. You know, to go and write a song, to record a song, then to go and travel, you know, hardly ever get any sleep, pack up your gear, you know, set the stage up, play loud, pack it up, go on to the next city. You know, that's just not for everybody. It's only, but it's the whole give and take, you know. You're doing that because it brings you joy to see what you've created brings joy to others. And it's been around since the Songs of David in the Bible, and it's going on right now. And it's just something that is just part of who we are, you know, as human beings.
As for what's next for Robert Randolph, he said something loud, gritty, and dirty, probably a 3-piece or 4-piece production. Sounds good to me. We had one last bit of fun with Robert Randolph in the Fast Five. Here we go. First song that you can remember hearing that you loved?
Ooh, I would say it was James Brown, The Big Payback.
Hey! Got to pay back! Revenge!
Where I was just a little baby, and I was at a birthday party. I would say baby, I was like 4 years old. I was at a birthday party, and I remember everybody dancing to The Big Payback, and it was quite a treat. And I just remember it being so funky, even at 4 years old.
Oh, that's great. Okay, how about the song that makes you feel the most nostalgic or reflective, kind of sparks memories for you?
I would say it was a old gospel song called Oh Happy Day.
Oh, happy day, oh, happy day.
something about that song just makes you just reflect on anything, you know? It's just one of those songs to where it could mean so many different things, but it's just such a universal song. Oh, happy day.
Fantastic. Okay, how about your go-to song for dancing, or a tune that you hear and you just can't sit still when you hear it?
Michael Jackson, Thriller. It just has all of the different elements to the song, the bass, the drums, everything.
Now, have you practiced the moves in that song, you know? When?
Oh, yeah. From the video, I know all of the, I know all of the moves from the video. We used to have contests as if we were children. I mean, some of them hurt if I tried to do the moves now, but.
Oh, that's great. Okay, how about sort of along those lines, a song that makes you feel like working out or maybe motivates you to do something that you don't feel like doing?
That would be, I would say, Zapp and Roger, Dance Floor. Oh, man, it's just a song that makes you happy, makes you want to dance, it makes you want to, you know, it's just Zapp and Roger. It's just one of those songs. It's just everything. First of all, the guitar on there is funky. The bass, and when it was being done at that time, it was so original.
Oh, sure. I got to share with you real quick, the song that does it for me, I could do, it's my 5-minute plank song. It's Green Light Girl. But it's the live version that you do with Doyle. It was at one of the Crossroads festivals. I think it was 04. But it's just fantastic because there's a point where you're looking at him, he's looking at you, and you're just kind of bouncing off each other, and the energy and passion is there. It's just fantastic.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate the fact. I think I'm more blown away the fact that you could do a plank for 5 minutes. Can you really hold a plank for 5 minutes?
Well, it's one of these where you do one for like a minute and then you change the position and do it for 30 seconds and then you alternate 30 seconds. But yeah, it is 5 straight minutes. It's just slightly different positions.
Wow, I need to try that. Hey, I think now that changed my life.
Now that I say that, wow. I haven't done it in a while, so I'll have to try it again. But you and Doyle helped me do that, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, last one. I won't keep you here all day. It's the song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
Song that lifts me up when I'm feeling down would be Fly the Family Stone. Thank you for letting me be myself. Everything about it, it's just the way that it is. It's kind of, that song crosses all genres of funk, of rock, of gospel, and it kind of, just the words, thank you for letting me be myself again, it kind of you know, it just, it's one of those songs that lets you know that you're not in this alone, and you're always somebody, you know, even when you think you're down and out and you're no one, you're always someone of importance.
My thanks to Robert Randolph for his time and his music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.